This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. And I was thinking during the commercial break at the top of the hour that I'm sure a lot of broadcasts are talking about the weather and how miserable it was. But I'll bet you there are very few broadcasts that are saying, here's what you do about it. I'll bet you there are very few. But here we are, and we're telling you what we did. First-hand knowledge. We were in the freezing cold. My gloves weren't good enough. You know, I had these cowskin gloves. You know, the farmers wear. They weren't good enough. I had to go to the thickest grade of gloves that we had here at the farm. We had them. You know, they must be 20 years old, and they're like a thinsulate plus the cowskin, and they worked pretty well. You know, for maybe 30 minutes, and then my fingers were frozen. I got an email from a guy, and I'm getting these emails. People have found our website for the campsite, so they send me all kinds of emails about farming, and they want to sell us stuff, and I'm sick of it. So this guy says, "Hey, hi. We know the electricity needs of the farm can be a headache, but there's an opportunity to help you increase your efficiency and reduce expenses. Our solar energy battery system can balance electrical loads, provide steady supply of electricity, lower your electric bills. If you want to learn more about it, just reply to this email for a free consultation. Best wishes, Pinky, P-I-N-K-I-E." I thought that's really something. I ought to know about this and how to reduce our expenses and store electricity. And I'm sure Pinky would be like the best person I could have advise me. So here's my response. Here's my response. I sent this out this morning. Pinky, now listen very carefully. I am not misreading this. Okay, these are my exact words. Quote, Pinky, are both the type that they operate or do they not? Do you think that I should, as I know they can? Our neighbor has. Thank you for your help. Signed, Chiberius. End quote.
Oh, man. I've been
chomping at the bit. I want to do a double speak, and I thought, you know, I better not do a double speak for a while because things are so messed up. Nobody will know whether I'm telling the truth or not. So I just decided to do that to Pinky.
Yeah, you got to vamp at some point, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like a high pressure pop off valve. I get it.
Kyle, have you seen this update from Ford? These guys have update their cars software, and then the screen pops up on the dashboard, and it says, "Update not successful. Unfortunately, a recent software update was not successful. Your vehicle cannot be driven. Please call customer support. Ford Customer Relations Center, 833-926-3287. We sincerely apologize and will work to resolve this situation as quickly as possible. For the tow truck operator, when ready to load the vehicle onto the flatbed, you know, do the following." That's what it says. Can you imagine? Can you imagine going to update your software because you think you're doing the right thing and then finding that you have disabled your vehicle? Can you imagine that?
Oh, I can't. You know, I was so grateful the other day. I was talking to a friend of mine who has a Ford, and I was telling him, I said, you know, I am so glad that they come up with that new innovation for you guys that have Fords, you know, that add-on. And he said, "What?" what are you talking about? I said, well, the heated tailgate, so you can push this thing and your hands will stay warm.
You know, Kyle, Kyle, since seriously now, since you said that yesterday, when I was out there in the freezing cold using a garden hose a couple hundred feet long to put 55-degree water onto the float valve. It's like a toilet tank float valve in a 300-gallon kettle waterer that's buried in the ground, okay? The idea is this thing won't freeze. It's, heck, it's, you know, 4 feet deep in the ground. It's not going to freeze. Well, it did. And so I had this garden hose, and I got just a little bit of moisture on my glove, and I touched the metal surface, and my glove froze to the metal surface. So, yeah. Class, that can happen. And, you know, when Kyle's talking about, you know, the heated tailgate, you know, it's tongue-in-cheek, obviously, but if that ever happens to you, you can rip your skin off because it can be frozen to a piece of metal just from the moisture on your skin. Now,
yep, that's absolutely true, Vince. I've actually had to do, I did it one time just when it was in Alaska. It was like 20 below zero, and I could not get my gloves. We had big, thick, heavy gloves on the job that we were working on, and I could not get this particular nut to, I couldn't get a grip on it. It was kind of a smaller nut. And I took that thing and took my gloves off real quick. And I learned quick. I was much, much younger than I am now, obviously. But anyway, I learned, you know, you got the nut off that left part of your skin there, because it will instantly freeze the stuff like that. But I had some other things, Vince, I was going to touch on, especially dealing with the electricity thing and with your cars and with the animals. So some other little things that I learned. Now, we have electricity. Obviously, thank God the grid stayed up during this cold front for us. And we have hot water heaters. We have little heaters. They're only like 150 watts, little heating bowls, like you would call a pet waterer, but they're as big as we could get. We have one for each of them in the coops, all three of them. But, ducks are different. So they won't, you can't keep water heated unless you do it outside, because when ducks get, if you have water around anywhere, ducks jump in it and they will just spread it all over creation. So you can't keep water in ducks. They're not like chickens. They don't just drink. So we have these little rubber, containers that are flexible. And they're about, 18 inches to 20 inches, I think, in diameter and about 4 inches deep. And they're flexible rubber. They're old. They're a tough, tough, tough rubber. Anyway, we will fill those up twice a day, because when you put those, we let the ducks outside and they will go outside. It is amazing to me that they will go outside at 20 below zero and sit there on the ice and the snow. But ducks are tough. They are tougher than chickens. But anyway, they will go out there and jump in that water and fluff their feathers around, and they use the water to clean their beaks, because when ducks eat, they don't quite eat like chickens. They use the water to kind of clean their beaks out, and they need fresh water to do that. So twice a day, I've got to go out there. First thing in the morning, or my wife does, one of us has to go out there and turn those things upside down, bust all the ice out of these, which you turn them over back, you turn them upside down and stomp on them, to be honest with you, to break all the ice out of them. And then you pour fresh water in there and they'll come back out and clean their beaks and jump in the water and come back over and they're fine. But some things you might want to invest in are those about 4-inch high flexible rubber containers if you have animals. Because without power, I would be doing that to all of the coops. And we have enough to be able to do that. We have four, which we would probably change around. I would probably change down to one chicken coop if the power was out for an extended period of time. I don't want to try to spread my resources out so thin. I would combine all of the chickens and they would just, you'd have to figure out which rooster is going to be, or a couple of roosters are going to be dominant. And that's just life in the fast lane. But in an emergency situation, I've been thinking about this. And we would combine the chickens into one big coop so that their body temperature, which runs around 106 degrees, would keep the insulated coop warmer for them so that most all of them, in fact, all of them more than likely, would survive, even at 40 below zero. And we would just wind out having to go out and get water for the chickens and the ducks once a day or twice a day. But that's just something you're going to have to think of. The other thing you've got to think of for especially chickens dust themselves in the dirt. And when the dirt is 10 inches below the snow line, they can't get to it, and they wouldn't anyway. So the best thing that we have found is wood ashes. And we have the same kind of a rubber container, but this one has about 8-inch sides on the side. And it's the same 18 inches to 20 inches in diameter. And we will take our wood stove ashes, because we're burning more wood than normal in this kind of cold. Anyway, we'll take the wood stove ashes, let them set for a day or two in a steel metal bucket outside so that all the embers are dead, making sure, and I actually stick my hand down in there and make sure that the embers are dead, because they will go a long time if you have ashes around them. I'll make sure that they're dead, and then I'll go out there and divide that bucket between the three coops, and the chickens will fluff in that. Like dusting, they'll dust themselves with it. But that's one of the little things I was thinking about here, in case something had, you know, you had to make other preparations. You know, Vince, I was thinking too, for your place, you were one of the reality checks for me, if I was in your particular position, would be I'd figure out a way to get me a wood stove inside the house in case something happened to that, the your circulating system, you know, in a real bad way, so that you couldn't run it at all. I would have some other form of heat, at least if you had a wood stove in the house. You could cook on it, and you could have double duty. You know, you can. Our wood stove is easily enough to fry eggs or bake bread, even if you needed to, and with a little standoff to be able to put a little metal container on top of it. You could bake bread. We've done it many years ago. We did that, and we still have the little baker thing that set on top of a wood stove, and it'll heat up enough to cook bread. But anyway, I would think that there would be, I'm just thinking more and more and more and more about how there could be some kind of a redundancy if the power is off. You know, here's another thought. Plugging in your vehicle, and hopefully when it's wintertime, you run a thinner weight motor oil in your vehicles, but instead of plugging your vehicle in and pulling 1,000 watts, which is what most those little heaters are, between 500 and 1,000 watts, you can take the little screw-in, plug-in adapters that plug into an extension cord, and you can screw a light bulb on the other end of it, and you put that light bulb by your battery. And it will keep your battery warm enough that the amperage will be higher. It'll be able to produce more or have more
life with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Kyle's with us, and he is right on the money. So let me give you some numbers about what he's talking about. What he's saying is that in cold weather, if you have an automobile or a truck, the engine, as the temperature plummets, as the temperature is colder, it's harder to turn the engine over because there's more resistance to moving a cold engine. All the mechanical parts that are lubricated, the oil is thick as molasses, you know, when it's 0 degrees almost. And so it's harder to start the engine when it's colder. And at the same time, the power supplied by your car's battery or light truck battery is reduced. So here are the numbers. These are the, and I guess most broadcasts wouldn't even attempt to do this, but you all are so bright, and I'm not patronizing. You are. You'll be able to visualize this in your mind. So here are the numbers. So at, let's say, 80 degrees Fahrenheit, nice sunny day, warm, your battery is able, if it's new, let's assume a new battery, your battery is able to produce 100% of its rated current. And the engine of your vehicle will require 100%. Okay. So your vehicle is going to use all the energy that the battery has. Now, let's say the temperature is at the freezing point, 32 degrees Fahrenheit. The capacity of that battery that used to be 100% is now 65%. So you have 65% of the current in the battery to start the engine. At the same time, the engine now requires 155% of what it did when it was warmer at 80 degrees. So you have less current, 65%, and it takes 155% to start the engine. Let's bring it down to 0 degrees. At 0 degrees, your battery has 40% of the current that it would have had at 80 degrees. And it takes 210% to start the engine. And let's bring it down to minus 20. Now, where Kyle was, it was below minus 20. It was close to that here in Missouri. It was like maybe minus 10, minus 5, minus 4. At minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit, your battery has 25% of the energy that it would have if it were 80 degrees outside. And it requires 350% to start the engine. So it's like, it's the worst of everything. It's the worst of your battery being able to supply a current and the car requiring more to start it. So it's really important that you do something simple like Kyle's talking about. If you could keep your battery just warmer, if you could keep it 32 degrees, the battery, when it's really cold outside, you'll have a much better chance of starting that engine. Now, of course, there are other things you can do. So here's a thought. You know, they make 240-watt light bulbs, and you can get them, oh, let's say, a 40-watt, 240-watt light bulb. So most of that energy to light that light bulb is going to go to heat. It's going to be a real dim bulb. It really is, if you plug it into a 120-volt outlet. So it'll be producing more heat than light, way more heat than light. That might be enough. But you also have to be careful that you don't break that bulb, because hydrogen gas comes out of the battery during the charging and discharging cycles, and it's explosive. And it'll say right on the battery, warning, potential explosion for a flooded lead-acid battery. Now, there are other things you can do. They have things like a freeze plug. Engines have freeze plugs. So theoretically, if it freezes outside, these plugs will push out with the freezing water or coolant or lack of coolant or antifreeze in your engine. And you can screw in or seal in a heater, a block heater, in where a freeze plug is. And you plug that into a receptacle, has a cord. Easier than that is one that heats the oil. And so you take your dipstick out and you put in this long heater attached to a power cord. It's the diameter of a number two pencil, or a little thinner than that. You just slide it down the straight dipstick tube, and that'll heat the engine oil. It doesn't really heat the block, though, like a block heater would. So a block heater might be best, but the least expensive is what Kyle said. And you can do it in an emergency, all by yourself. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. A judge in Manhattan will not drop charges against Daniel Penny in last year's New York City subway chokehold killing. Penny is the 25-year-old U.S. Marine veteran caught on camera restraining Jordan Neely, a homeless man.
It's a win for Jordan's family. It's a win for everybody who stood up for houselessness, for mental health.
Attorney Dante Mills represents the Neely family. Penny's lawyers argue he was defending himself from Neely, who he claims to have been acting dangerously erratic with other passengers. It was a record low night for TV ratings at the Emmy Awards this week. Monday's 75th annual Primetime Emmy Awards, hosted by Anthony Anderson, registered 4.3 million total viewers. Nielsen TV ratings data shows the Emmys' 0.85 viewership rating among wage-earning adults was a new low for the awards show. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Watch it.
Take my...
When you go to
the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us from Montana, and he's bringing to the fore some really important lessons that that we've all learned with the cold, freezing weather. And just to put an exclamation point on what he said, let's say you have a whole house generator. And it has one of those battery-powered electric starts. So it has an automotive battery in there. And you've got this box-like thing in your yard right next to your house. And when the grid goes down, the generator senses that the grid goes down, waits a few seconds, says, yeah, it's really down. And the computer says, all right, let's start the engine. Well, it may not happen if the weather's really cold. And the same thing that we discussed with the temperature of automotive batteries happens with a whole house generator. Exact same thing. Why? The generator's outside. The battery to start it is just like the battery in your car, and the temperature has the same exact effect because it's the same situation. It's a gasoline or propane, I'm sorry, it's probably a propane-powered or natural gas-powered generator with an automotive battery. So it's an automotive-style engine or an air-cooled engine, and the same exact thing happens. So what does Generac do about that? Well, for about $100-something, you can buy a battery warmer. And what happens is, at 40 degrees, this automatic battery warmer starts heating your battery. It uses alternating current to do it from your house. And then at 55 degrees Fahrenheit, it shuts off. So it keeps the battery between 40 and 55 degrees. Because they know that the battery will not be able to start the generator efficiently if the battery's cold. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking about some stuff, Vince, that this... I'm thinking in terms of being the simplest, most redundant form of getting things done that you can possibly do. Now, a couple of things on those light bulbs. Do not put the light bulb touching the battery because it can melt the case, the side case of the battery, if it's in contact with it long enough. And if it does, it'll drain the water out of it, and then your battery is shot. So don't put it right next to the battery. The other thing is regular incandescent light bulbs are very fragile to movement. So this just happened to me, so that's what I'm trying to give you guys the benefit of what I found out. Now, it took – I had the other day at a thrift store – they had 50% off everything in hardware. Well, I went in there and I picked up about 10 incandescent light bulbs that were between 60 and 100 watt. And they had them for $1 a piece, so I got them. It was 50% off, so I got them for 50 cents a piece, which I thought was a great deal, right? So I put them in a box up here in our storage room. And when I decided to put a light bulb on my car, just close to the battery, I picked up just a 60 watt. I figured that would probably be enough and not use too much power. Well, as soon as I plugged it in, and I didn't move it but just a little bit, and it burned out. That happened 3 times. Finally, the fourth one worked. So what I did is I got online and I ordered 18 100 watt rough service light bulbs. I actually found them online and I ordered 18 of them, and they were about, I think, 85 cents a piece, which I thought was a screaming deal for rough service light bulbs, incandescent light bulbs. And the reason I got ordered rough service is that the filaments and the little arms that hold the filaments are more durable in these, and they can handle being bumped or moved around without going out. And this was a wake up call for me. I said, I don't want this to happen again. I don't want to be stuck to where I don't have a backup. I want to be able to get power to things with what little power I've got. I want to make it the most efficient that it can possibly be. And folks, you've got a government doing crazy things like Vince talking about the spraying and trying to take away your gas heater and all of those kind of crazy things. Well, I heard a quote the other day, and it would help you to wrap your mind around it and then do something about trying to prepare to get ready. And this quote is this: when the government tells you who the enemy is, that's war. When the people figure out who the enemy is, that's revolution. So what I'm trying to tell you here is, if the grid goes down, and we have, which we've been sold out, our government is nothing but a bunch of communists, and if they can do anything to thwart this next election or to have the grid go down or a major catastrophe or a major national war, a world war, before the election, they're going to try to maintain power. You better get ready with doing the most you can with the least you have. Like Vince was saying, I mean, it ain't easy living in a house that's 53 degrees. Imagine the old-time settlers. I've read lots of these where you've got four or five kids in a house, in a little one-room house with a shack that's got a cloth over the window, the glass window, and the boards have no insulation around it, and one little pot-bellied stove in the middle that everybody's trying to keep warm by and not freeze to death, living in woolen long johns from the beginning of winter to the end of it. And you're lucky if somewhere in there it warms up enough so everybody can have a bath. So I'm not saying it'll ever get to that point, but I am saying that the lifestyle that we are living in and living with right now could change dramatically with just a couple of large terrorist attacks. It literally could change everything for you in an instant. And so if what you have is all you've got, and you didn't have power, like Vince has said so many times, I wish people would literally, I'll bet you nobody's ever done that, turn your breaker off on Friday evening and don't turn it on again until Monday morning. Just try that in the winter time. Try it now, right now. If you're in the middle of a freezing cold spell, turn your power off for 48 hours. Just see what happens. But you will find, now I'm not telling you to do this, I'm just saying if you want to learn what's where you're really at, if you want a wake-up call to where you are really, how prepared you really are, turn that off for 48 hours. See what happens to your water. It probably will freeze up and bust pipes. So don't do this, but I'm saying if you want to find out where you are, that'll be your education. And it'll be probably an expensive one. But I'm just saying, if you want to know where you are without power, the time to test it is when you would be at your worst. You would be at your least. You would be the weakest. Do you have clothes, down, wool, boots, like Vince was saying, gloves that are insulated? Do you have hats that can keep your head warm? I mean really warm at 40 below zero for more than a half hour. If you can do 40 below zero with your clothes on and work outside at 20 below zero even, if you can do that, and your head stays warm and your hands are okay and you're out there and you can work around it and your legs aren't freezing and your feet aren't freezing. Because I'll tell you, if you've got freezing feet, I'll guarantee you your rest of your body cannot hardly stay warm. You have got to have some way of keeping your feet warm. I don't care. What you spend right now is nothing. I don't care I don't care what anybody says. What you spend right now to be able to put yourself in the worst position possible and survive, what you spend right now to be able to do that will be the most important money you ever spend in your whole life. And now, right now, in the middle of this cold spell, in the middle of winter, now is the time to find out. Because we're facing some unprecedented challenges in this nation. And I just think that, anyway, that's my advice. Your comments, Vince?
Yeah, I agree. And here at USA Prepares, we do something that the other guys don't do. if there are any other guys. We literally say on the radio what we are doing and why we're doing it. We give you the make, the model, the brands. We tell you what breaks, what doesn't work, and what does work. We try to save you money by saying, here's what we tried. It's not the right answer. So that's what we do. Now, Kyle mentioned that he would, if he were me, he would have an indoor wood stove. I have one. I have two. We first moved here.
I didn't know that.
We first moved here. We were traveling back and forth. Bam and I were hauling a 20-foot-long trailer, 8x8x20, so it's a box trailer. And instead of hiring a moving company, we just hooked up this trailer, two-axle trailer, four wheels, to our Cummins turbo diesel three-quarter-ton pickup truck. And so, you know, we're going back and forth anyway to build the house, so we might as well bring our possessions with us, you know, with each load. And so I went on Craigslist, and I thought we needed a wood stove. And I found two of them in New Jersey. So we had to go from Virginia to New Jersey to buy. There was a guy that had one, and we went to buy it, and he had two. And they were different. And one of them was made in Belgium. And these are airtight wood stoves. So we bought both of them. They were $175 a piece. Now, these stoves were from the oil embargo era, 1973. And what happened was oil was impossible to get. Heating was really tough. People were turned to wood, and they bought these wood stoves. And these wood stoves were $1,000 or more each back in 1973. If you look for one of these Belgian wood stoves that I paid $175 for, used, in perfect shape, it's probably $2,000 or $3,000. No exaggeration. Why? Because who's making wood stoves now? Nobody wants a wood stove. It's too hard. So I have it. And not only that, I had, because our roof is a 15-12 pitch, you can't buy off the shelf from any big box store a flashing to put the chimney through the roof. There is no such thing. You have to have it custom made. So I have one of those. So I have got I've got the wood stove. I've got everything I need, including the ceramic tiles to put it on and put the wood stove in the middle of our house. And I've got the Sawzall, a Milwaukee Sawzall, to put that hole in the roof. I've got it all.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. You know, everything was going along just fine. And then Kyle had to bring up self-sufficiency, being prepared. And I guess we're not allowed to talk about that because I just got knocked off the air. And so I'm... I didn't do it. I did not do it. It's Kyle's fault. And so I'm on a telephone line. So if you understand, if it sounds like I'm on a landline, that's because I am. Gosh, I can't believe it. Oh, yeah. I mean, really, what's the problem? So we're talking about wood stoves. Kyle, I had a question about wire nuts. I know that this is a small knit, but there's a company called Wago, W-A-G-O, and they make these push the wire in, push the lever, and it, you know, oh, it's quick, it's easy. But they have to have a specific Wago nut, lever nut, to connect wires. I don't like them. I like the good old-fashioned Ideal or American-made wire nuts that you twist the wire inside the wire nut, and the wire actually touches the other wires in the wire nut, and it works great, and it's less than one-third the cost. You know, like 12 cents a piece. Do you have any opinions on that?
Sure, yeah. I don't like them either, Vince. They were made just for production, you know. You spend more, if you got a crew that you're paying $35 an hour, you know, try to get a decent electrician, and you're wiring a house and you're trying to get stuff done in a hurry, it takes way less time to use those things to get it done. In my opinion, that's the only reason they ever created them, was for speed and convenience. They are not for durability. It's kind of like, you know, having the way we do things, like folks, I'll just tell you, if you've got a diesel in this kind of cold weather, you've got to have some kind of heat on that thing. You've got to have thinner weight oil in it. You've got to have the battery that's fully charged because they have glow plugs in them. And one of the things I was going to touch on there is, like you're talking about your generator, if you're thinking you're going to run your generator and it's 40 below zero and the power goes out, well, it's got little glow plugs in there that's going to drain that battery before it even tries to start the energy, the generator. So anyway, I'm touching on those things and how to keep. There's a lot more things. If I were you, Vince, and I was in your position, I would already have that wood stove installed, you know, because when you need it, who wants to be cutting a hole in your roof at 40 or 20 below zero, you know? That's just one of those things. I know you're about as prepared as anybody I ever met. You're probably as prepared at least as much as me, if not more. You have a lot more knowledge. If there's a gold standard, you're it, and I'm the silver, in my opinion. So, but I can share the thing.
I think you got that backwards. I think you're good.
Well, I disagree with you, but you know more. I've talked to you so many things. You know more about electronics than I do. I grant you that for sure. And you know, anything you see, you can figure out a way to fix it, and that's a rare thing. And I'm very grateful that you're my friend, because pretty much you and I think along the same lines in so many different areas. The one thing I will say, folks, you don't want to be that person. You know that person that says, like Vince's neighbor, oh, my tractor's broke. Oh, we got 20 below zero. I ain't got a way to unload the hay. Don't be that person. Figure out, do something right now to figure out where you really are. While it's the potential of being as bad as it can be, let it be as bad as it can be in your house for a while. And then see where you're weak. Because, you know, it's just like when I used the box many years ago, my coach told me, said, you know, and it's been on movies and stuff, but the first time I ever heard it was from my boxing coach. Everybody's got a plan until they get hit. So if your plan, you think you're prepared, you think you understand how you're going to heat food, how you're going to cook, how you're going to stay warm, how you're going to keep your feet warm, how you're going to start your car, how you're going to get water. If you think you've got it figured out, turn off your power and find out. That's just a suggestion. I'm not telling anybody to do nothing, because whatever trouble you get into when you do this, it's going to be your education, and it will be your benefit to know that, but it could be quite costly. So I'm just trying to tell you, better to know now when you can fix it and you have some availability of things, than when everything breaks down and you can't even go over here to the convenience store and get gas or food or anything else, because all of their registers run on generators. All of their gas pumps run on generators, if they have generators. They run on electricity. Just something to think about. You better figure it out, and now is the best time to do it.
Yeah, time to do it is when everything's working and you can still buy some of the things that you need. When our circulation pump failed a few days ago, we just went into the circulator pump department at the farm. We had 7 of them. We just changed it out. Otherwise, we would have frozen to death. You need to have what you need to have. You need to plan that. And the time to do it is right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.